you have to make sure you stack up enough wins to offset the setbacks. It's as simple as that. As long as you get up one more time than you got knocked down, you're a winner. Fight. Stay in the fight. Keep fighting. Never give up. Never quit. Never quit. Never quit.
Now let's join Bill Higgins as he shares the secret to approaching every day with a never quit attitude.
All right, welcome back to the Never Quit Podcast. It is Super Bowl Sunday. We're getting ready for the big game, and today I have for you 13 inspirational quotes from Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. And I realize that none of us are NFL players, all right? None of us are NFL quarterbacks, but we can still learn from and be inspired by two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So as I mentioned the other day on the podcast, This game it features two of the greatest quarterbacks of all times. One in the sunset of his career, one in the very beginning stages of his career. One is often in conversations about being the greatest of all time. One is already recognized as the greatest of all time. So before I get into the quotes and talk about the things that you can learn from these things and what they mean to me and how they've inspired me, just kind of give you the very quick Cliff Notes version of who Tom Brady is and who Patrick Mahomes is. So Tom Brady's 43 years old. He played for the Michigan Wolverines. He was a sixth round pick. 199th pick. 198 players were selected before him. Professional scouts who do this for a living thought that there were 198 players better than Tom Brady or more worthy of a selection than Tom Brady. Tom Brady is playing in his 10th Super Bowl. The next closest is John Elway at 6. Brady currently wears 6 Super Bowl rings. So he's got the one for the thumb and then one on the other hand, right? He has 4 Super Bowl MVP trophies in his trophy case. He is the GOAT, G-O-A-T, the greatest of all time. And interestingly, his childhood sports hero was Joe Montana. I mentioned the other day, this game today is sort of like, if you want to put it in comparison, it would be like if Tom Brady had an opportunity to play Joe Montana very early on in his career. Patrick Mahomes. Patrick is just 25 years old. He's played both football and baseball at Texas Tech. In 2014, he was actually drafted by the Detroit Tigers, but he chose to focus on football full-time. He was chosen 10th in the NFL draft, so the scouts got this a little better. They still thought there were 9 players better than Patrick Mahomes. I think even that was a mistake. In 2020, Patrick led the Kansas City Chiefs to their very first Super Bowl, and he was named the Super Bowl MVP. And his childhood sports hero was Tiger Woods. So, in a way, that shows the age difference between Brady and Mahomes, just who their sports idols were. Tiger Woods being basically a contemporary of Tom Brady, and that was who Patrick Mahomes looked up to. Anyway, I want to share with you 13 inspirational quotes from Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, and I'm going to share with you a little bit of my take on those and how they've inspired me. So, number one, Tom Brady. This is what Tom Brady said. A lot of times I find that people who are blessed with the most talent don't ever develop that attitude. And the ones who aren't blessed in the way are the most competitive and have the biggest heart. It's all about attitude. And Tom Brady hits on this here. He talks about, you know, the importance of attitude. And that's so true. There are a lot of people who squander talent because they never develop that competitive edge. They focus too much on their talent and not much on that competitive edge. You know, I'm not to jump sports here and probably get a whole lot of criticism for this, but you know, a lot of times that's how I look at LeBron James. LeBron James doesn't have half the heart that Michael Jordan had. He has twice the talent, probably 10 times the talent that Michael Jordan had, but not half the heart. And this is what Brady's talking about here, is that competitive edge, that attitude, has to be coupled with the talent, because talent alone isn't going to be enough to win the day. So, like Tom says there, it's the most competitive people who have the biggest heart and get the most out of everything they have. Number two, this one's from Patrick Mahomes. The best thing about it is you're showing kids that no matter where you grow up, no matter what race you are, you can still achieve your dream. You know, and this is so true. Patrick talks about, you know, just growing up, you know, a poor kid, you know, wanted to be an NFL player. And he is just wants to show people that anybody can achieve their dream if they put their heart to it. Number three, Tom Brady says, I think sometimes in life, the biggest challenges end up being the best things that happen to you in your life. That's probably what I talk about the most on this podcast, how we learn from our mistakes. We learn from the challenges in our lives. And a lot of times we can take those challenges, build upon them, and turn them into living the best life that we can live. I'm a living testament to that. I've made some big mistakes, but now I'm focused on my family, focused on the things that are important to me, rebuilding my life. And, you know, I've learned from those mistakes. Sometimes those biggest challenges end up being the building blocks to something great in the future. Number four, this one's from Patrick Mahomes. I just try to learn from every mistake that I make so that I never make them again. It's exactly what I was just saying. You know, Patrick Mahomes has that winning attitude that, you know, look at your mistakes, learn from them, and grow from them. Number five from Tom Brady. At the start of every game, you're always playing to win. And then maybe, if you're ahead late in the game, you start playing not to lose. But the true competitors are the ones who play to win. And that's Tom Brady. That's Patrick Mahomes. You know, how many times have you watched a game where the team goes into this prevent defense? And it's been said many times, the only thing the prevent defense does is prevent you from winning. Once you get into that protection mode, you're just trying to not lose, making decisions to not lose. We get too comfortable in life sometimes. We start to make decisions that are going to be just, you know, the safe bet. You lose that eye of the tiger, right? You got to have that competitive edge at all times. You always got to be focused on winning, moving forward, and doing the best you can do to be a success. You know, true competitors are the ones who always play to win. You see my buddy here in the background here. He's getting ready to watch the Super Bowl with me. He loves getting in on these podcasts and hanging tight with me here. So he's in charge of the lighting. He's watching the video to make sure this thing doesn't fail on me. More and more times I try to record podcasts, and I'm recording the podcast. I see the video's going, and then I get all to the end and find out the video stopped somewhere throughout the recording. So Billy's keeping an eye on that for me there to make sure we keep recording the whole time. He's working our light. I call that the TikTok machine there. And we're doing everything we can to make a nice production here for you. He likes to be a part of it. That kind of goes along with what I said. You know, I love to include my family in things. Having my son here as part of the podcast is a big part of that. All right. Number six. This is a quote from Patrick Mahomes. No one really sees what pro athletes do behind the scenes. They don't know how hard they work. They don't see how you work on the basics. They couldn't possibly know. You wouldn't think that someone who hits like Alex Rodriguez needs to use a tee every day. But that's how he stayed on top. This stood out to me because I think it's really neat that Patrick Mahomes is looking towards other athletes, other inspirations. He's looking towards A-Rod and talking about how A-Rod still hits off the tee. You know, you don't realize the time and effort that goes into the performances that you see on the field. But this is across all aspects of life. You don't see the time and effort that goes into a teacher's planning for the day to teach her students, his or her students. You don't see the effort that goes into a sales rep practicing his craft, practicing closes, practicing how to talk to people, the communication. Even, you know, on a podcast like this, you don't see the preparation that goes into it, you know, getting the notes together, putting the ideas together to produce that and put that out to an audience. I look at other podcasters that are doing a far better job at this than me, and I just strive to get there someday. You know, it's those basics that people don't look at. They only see what's on top or the final product. They don't see what really goes into it. And this really just stood out to me. I was impressed that Patrick Mahomes is impressed by other athletes and other professionals and other greats in his career. And this quote, most notably A-Rod. Number seven, Tom Brady. If you don't believe in yourself, why is anyone else going to believe in you? And that's so important. Believe in yourself first. You have to believe that you are the best before anybody else will believe that you're the best. If you don't have that confidence, that mindset going into a game, going into a sales meeting, going into an interview, going into a classroom to teach students, showing up at your job to do whatever it is you do, if you don't have the confidence to think you're the best or putting your best foot forward, nobody else is going to see it. Number eight, Patrick Mahomes. When you're in this league, you have to do something every single day. Yeah, you have days off, but those days off are usually spent watching film. The people who are the best at what they do, the people who are the very best at what they do are spending time on it every day. And that's I talked about this not too long on a podcast. You have to do something every day to move the ball forward. You have to make your life better every day. It's very important to go to bed at night better off than you were when you woke up that morning. That should be your goal every day. Even the most smallest incremental steps, building on those things and moving forward. But even when you have days off, that's when you're working and prepping for the things that you're going to do on your days back on. There are really no days off when you want to be a success and you want to be the best at what you do. There are no days off. Tom Brady, number 9. I didn't come this far only to come this far. We still have further to go. You know, this is, and Jesse Itzler talks about this a lot. I've mentioned that Jesse Itzler using that quote before. And, I don't know who really came up with that quote to begin with, but it's great to see that successful people think that way, use that mindset. I didn't come this far only to get this far, right? We work hard, we achieve goals. But when we achieve our goals, the key is to set a new goal. You know, go forward from there. Build on that goal. You don't just keep, nobody just says, okay, I hit that goal, I'm done. You know, you shouldn't be finished until you're finished. When they're dropping your casket in the grave, that's when you're finished. But until then, you should still be working hard to achieve some goal. You are not finished until you are finished, right? All right, number 10, Patrick Mahomes. When you go into a game and there's something that was drawn up the way it was supposed to be drawn up, and you miss the throw or the catch as a receiver, it's something where you feel bad about that. You can always regret just missing it, but as a football player, you have to move on to the next play. This is more than just football players. This is everything in life. Yeah, you're going to have a plan. I talked about this the other day. Mike Tyson says everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. When you get punched in the face, you know, are you going to sit and cry about it? Are you going to sit there and lick your wounds? Or are you going to get up, get back in the fight, and do what you got to do to move forward on that next play, that next move? What are you going to do next to progress your career, your future, your goals, right? You're going to have setbacks. When you have setbacks, get up, move forward. Get the next goal, the next plateau. Do what you got to do next to move the ball forward. You know, I'm not going to say don't think about the mistake. Learn from the mistake. Think about it for a short period of time. You know, forget the mistake, but get the lesson out of it. Only remember the lesson from the mistake or what went wrong. All right. Number 11, Tom Brady. A lot of people don't believe in you. It's obvious by now 6 other quarterbacks were taken, 198 other picks. And I always thought, you know what? Once I get my shot, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to really take advantage of that, right? This is so true. Not everybody's going to believe in you. There are people going to have doubts. Number 1, you got to believe in yourself. And number 2, when you get that chance, you got to be ready to run with it. Tom Brady was. His record speaks for itself. Number 12, Patrick Mahomes. You see Tom Brady, you see Alex Smith, and you see all those guys in the pocket and how quick they are with their footwork, how they get the ball out fast. I have to get like that. This one really jumped out at me because here's Patrick Mahomes talking about Tom Brady, who he's going against today. He looked up to him. He idolized him. He learned from him, right? This is now the student challenging the teacher, right? And it just fascinated me to see how much respect Patrick Mahomes had for Tom Brady and how he paid attention to him, wanted to learn from him, and wanted to be there like him someday. And this one is really kind of sums it all up. This is number 13, Tom Brady. You want to know which ring is my favorite? The next one. There's a guy that's always looking to achieve more, always wants to succeed, always wants the best from himself, always wants the best from his teammates, always has a goal, and is always looking at the next prize. So the Super Bowl ring he looks forward to the most, or the Super Bowl ring he prizes the most, is the next one. I think he's going to get it today. I think he's going to get that Super Bowl ring today, put a nice cap on his career. I don't even know if he'll call it a career, even if he does. But, what we have today is the legend versus the kid. Tom Brady, the legend, versus Patrick Mahomes, the kid. You know, Tom Brady is the GOAT, the greatest of all time, G-O-A-T, right? But you know what they call a baby GOAT? A kid. Patrick Mahomes is the kid that's going against the greatest, and they call him the baby GOAT, right? It's going to be a great game. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm taking Tampa Bay in a shootout, 42-37. A lot of points to be scored in this one. Take Tampa Bay in the points. Take the over with this one caveat. Whoever has the ball last wins the game. All right, and I'm telling you that right now. Whoever, I will take, if Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes has an opportunity to win this game at the end, trust me, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. So that's my only caveat. If Kansas City has the ball at the end of the game with a chance to win, I got to say Kansas City's going to win. But I think Tom Brady's going to put his team in a position to be the guy holding the ball at the end of the game. So anyway, I'm going to take a short break. I'll be right back to close out the podcast. All right, a couple more things I want to touch on just before I close out the podcast. One fun fact that my brother pointed out to me today, Calvin Johnson, Megatron, he started playing football in the NFL when Tom Brady was 30 years old. Johnson played a full career in the NFL. He was recently selected as a first ballot Hall of Famer. And here Tom Brady is still playing in another Super Bowl. That just talks to the longevity of Tom Brady's career. It is difficult to really put this thing in perspective because it's unprecedented. It's beyond compare. Another thing I want to touch on about Tom Brady is, you know, there are a lot of people that hate Tom Brady. There are a lot of people that love Tom Brady. Almost everybody recognizes Tom Brady's greatness. But the interesting thing about this is, you know, if you ever see a lot of people who are great have haters, have people who hate them, people who don't like them. And just the fact that somebody takes the time to put their energy into somebody, whether it's love or hate, tells you a lot about, you know, who that person is. I'm not trying to put myself in the stratosphere of Tom Brady, but I've dealt with this phenomenon in all my life. For whatever reason, I am the type of person that if somebody knows me, they have an opinion about me. They either love me or they hate me. Very few people in life will say, oh yeah, Bill Higgins, whatever. No, they'll tell you how much they hate my guts. Or how much they like me, how great they think I am, how much they enjoy, you know, knowing me, right? It's one or the other. Very rarely do I fall in the middle there. And Tom Brady is kind of that way. So I guess I kind of take it as a badge of honor that, you know, when you are making a difference in life, people will form an opinion about you. And, you know, a lot of times the reason that people like me and the reason that people hate me are a lot of times come from the same thing. I'm a passionate guy. I speak my mind. I tell people what I think. I go into things with my whole heart and soul. And yeah, I piss people off sometimes. But, you know, I'd rather be me doing what I do, fighting the good fight at all times, and evoking that emotion from people. Tom Brady does that. And I do that on a much, 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 much smaller scale myself. So anyway, hey, today's going to be a great game. Like I said, I'll be taking Tampa Bay, but I'll be just enjoying the game to watch two of the greatest of all time going at it on the gridiron. They're just going to be displaying that never quit attitude for 60 minutes of football. I'll be, whoever wins, I'm going to do a follow-up a podcast about the things that I think made them the winner, probably on Monday or Tuesday this week. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, never surrender, never give up, never quit. Remember, tomorrow isn't promised, but today is. Get out there and make the very best of it. Your best days lie ahead of you.